Hi, this is Andrew Thorpe, and I'm the founder of a concept called Speakeasy Groups. And this recording is designed to get across the essence of what Speakeasy is about and how it works. I've put together another couple of podcasts about how Speakeasy can help you specifically if you're a business owner or you're a business development person or maybe even a job seeker. And all those people share the same thing in common, and that is that they are would-be influencers. They're trying to influence people because they have a message to get across and they need to win people over so that they buy their product or service. But Speakeasy Groups was designed specifically to solve a problem, and that is that when you're an influencer, when you're a salesperson or somebody with a message which you need to get across to your audience, very often you let yourself down. You don't do yourself justice. And what often happens is that what you think you've said is different to what the audience takes in. Now, the psychologists talk in terms of encoding and decoding. In other words, you're the encoder when you have a message to get across. But your audience decodes it in whatever way they will, through their filters or whatever particular prejudices or viewpoints that they have. And it's very rare as a presenter of a message to get an insight, a real insight into what your audience has taken in. And what happens then is you blindly carry on delivering that message over and over again in as many different places as you can, never really knowing whether it's working or why it's working, other than perhaps how many sales you do. But you don't know why they bought you on the occasions that they do, and you also don't know why they don't when you failed to get your message across and make a sale. So Speakeasy, in very, very simple terms, is a safe environment for you to test drive that core message that you need to get right and then have feedback from an audience on, you know, how clear it came across. Was it well structured? Did it make sense? And also, was it compelling, not just in the content, but also in the style of delivery? You know, did it come across as being enthusiastic, that you believe in this stuff, that it's authentically what you're about? So what we tend to do is we meet for about half an hour or so of networking before we sit down for the proper session. And then we sit you down in a U-shape, a mixture of business people, sales development people, or maybe even job seekers. We do some initial introductions. We talk a little bit about Speakeasy and what it's designed to achieve, maybe a little insight here or there. And then we get into the presentations themselves. 3 to 4 people who've pre-prepared a 5-minute pitch, their core message, the one they want to practice and get right. Then they deliver it in whatever way they feel fit, using slides, just talking, using props, entirely up to them to be creative in their own way. And then we invite feedback from the audience on those key issues of how it came across. Was it compelling? Did it work? And the feedback is extraordinary. It's amazing how many insights and surprises come out of these sessions. What you think you've said is not necessarily what the audience has taken in. And my role as a trainer and a speaker is to facilitate the sessions, to make sure they're very safe, to make sure that it's a very constructive process, a very nurturing process, and to help to interpret the feedback that comes back from the audience. And it's a very, very powerful process and fascinating as well. It's very, very interesting to do. So I'd love you to give it a try. As I say, if you listen to the other two podcasts, you'll figure out, you know, the specific outcomes that you might generate from doing these Speakeasy sessions with us. But go along to www.speakeasygroups.com to find out more. The first session is free. We'd love to see you, and I look forward to meeting you.